Irish general election fighting on an anti-austerity agenda campaigning in the Irish general election, to be held on the 26th of February is in full swing. The Socialist Party in Ireland is participating as part of the broader anti-austerity alliance AAA. This includes seeking re-election for Paul Murphy, AAA TD MP, and Ruth Coppinger, Socialist Party TD. Long-standing Socialist Party TD Joe Higgins is standing down, but is continuing to play a leading part in the campaign. Joe spoke to the Socialist about the key election issues and debates. Additional material is provided by Kevin McLaughlin of the Socialist Party Ireland. Socialist TD Joe Higgins explains what's at stake in this election. The austerity agenda of the last nearly 8 years has intensified inequality in Irish society. It mirrors very much what has happened internationally, reflected in the recent report by the Oxfam charity, which shows that for the first time in history the richest 1% own more wealth than the other 99% of humanity. The election of Jeremy Corbyn in Britain and the enormous support for Bernie Sanders in the USA reflect a growing opposition and anger to this unequal society that is growing apace under international capitalism. That's very much reflected in Ireland too. We've had a statistical recovery in the economy, but many ordinary people just don't feel it, because of the burdens of austerity continuing on them. Subsequent to the financial crash, for example, new jobs tend to be low-skilled, low-paid, precarious zero-hour contracts, and so forth. We also have a horrific housing crisis, which is a real issue in the election. There is a major health service crisis, with our NDs overwhelmed, because of a lack of resources and the accumulation of spending cuts. What we are trying to bring out is that the establishment parties and Sinn Féin are trying to close down the debate on the economy to what they call the fiscal space, a very narrow band of extra tax income which they hope will become available, if the economy grows, without problems, over the next 5 years. They've had an obsessive discussion here on that, but it really is a device for diverting attention from the huge wealth concentrated in the hands of a tiny elite and the big profits major corporations are making. Ireland is really a tax haven for these companies. We have tried to shift public attention by pointing out there are resources potentially available for boosting people's living standards. To utilize these resources, we need progressive taxation and the banks brought into public ownership. We need large-scale public investment into building new homes. We link these key demands to the need for a political alternative. We call for a political revolution to cast aside the establishment parties and build a new force that working-class people need to represent their interests. Why aren't the bankers in jail? In 2014, a parliamentary committee was set up to inquire into the huge banking crisis of 2007-08 that led to bailouts and austerity. Joe Higgins was a dissenting voice on that inquiry with Piers Doherty TD, and refused to sign off the majority report. Instead, he published a damning 146-page alternative last month, blaming the crisis on the top politicians, financiers, and capitalist speculators. It meant an intense 18 months of research. We interviewed a parade of former top bankers, property developers, media people, regulators, etc. Unfortunately, the inquiry's terms of reference were restrictive, but nevertheless we took the approach of trying to be a voice for the victims, those who suffered from the speculative financial bubble and the subsequent crash. It was an 11-member committee with a big majority of TDs drawn from the establishment parties. These people firmly believe in the right of the capitalist bankers and developers to exploit the majority of the population for a profit. We exposed the whole financial deregulation process which took place throughout the 1990s in pursuit of profits. The banks acquired massive amounts of money from European financial markets. They then lent billions of euros to speculators. The price of a home in Ireland went up 400% from 1996 to 2006. Mortgages went from 20 to 40 years duration, unsustainable levels of debt. The bubble itself acted as a huge crisis on first-time homebuyers. I was in Parliament at the time and there was no one else shouting out about this extreme profiteering. Inevitably it crashed. Our minority report showed that the crisis was the result of extreme profiteering driven by greedy bankers and developers, facilitated by the government and leading politicians. We asked why no bankers or any of the major participants in the financial bubble were in jail. Of course, 99.9% of transactions that caused the bubble were perfectly legal, and in fact, were legislated for by the establishment parties in the Doyle Irish Parliament. So we wouldn't sign the official report, and instead brought out our own report on the same day. Many ordinary people appreciated this. We demanded that the major financial institutions be brought into public ownership under democratic control. Speculation in homes and other property should be outlawed, and we called for public investment in providing homes. Some financial institutions have been nationalized. We argued they should be kept in public ownership, but democratized and made to work for the benefit of the majority,